During his campaign, Donald Trump made headlines with his comments about undocumented Mexican workers in the United States, calling some of them criminals and rapists. And as president-elect, Trump has pledged to deport millions of illegal immigrants with criminal records. It is unclear how many people actually fit that category. Still, Trump's sweeping statements are already sending shockwaves into many undocumented workers' lives. VPR's Kathleen Masterson recently spoke with some dairy farm workers in Vermont.
Every Sunday, an ad hoc group of friends and acquaintances meets to play a game of pickup soccer. The teams are fluid, there's no referee, but they play a spirited game with players shouting in both Spanish and English. Alfredo is decked out in neon yellow socks and cleats and his hair pulled back in a small bun. He plays a mean game with fast footwork. And to protect his privacy, we're only using his first name.
How long have you been here?
12 years today.
12 years today?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks. I don't know if it's happy, but yeah.
Fair enough.
Alfredo has been working long hours on Vermont dairy farms for over a decade. He says he doesn't follow politics very closely, but still, he doesn't expect Trump's election will change things that much. He says for years, some politicians have been promising to reform immigration policy to keep workers here, while the other side has been making promises to deport people in the country illegally.
It doesn't matter like what they were trying to do. Like, they're trying to be legalization all the, you know, Spanish people for like 60 years and haven't done anything. And they're trying to deport it since that time too, and they haven't deported anyone. So, I mean, it's just nothing has changed in like so many years from now. Like, it's not going to change over day.
Certainly, undocumented immigrants have indeed been deported from Vermont and other states, including many farm workers. The Department of Homeland Security says 2.5 million people since 2009. Not all the dairy farm workers playing soccer here feel so defiant in facing the very real possibility of deportation. Gregorio is also originally from Mexico, and he entered the country by walking across the border. He works 11-hour days, 6 days a week, on a dairy farm in Bristol. He says the election of Donald Trump has created a palpable climate of fear.
Well, as it is, we're in danger of being deported because we're here illegally in this country. Under Obama, thousands of undocumented immigrants were deported. And now with this new government, we're hearing there will be even more deportations because that's the campaign he ran on. And so we're in fear of being deported at any moment.
Gregorio says when he first moved to Vermont 3 years ago, it was peaceful. He felt comfortable leaving the farm where he lives and works and going to the grocery store, to the bank. But over the summer, he saw three of his friends picked up by immigration authorities. Gregorio recently sold a car he co-owned with a friend. He feared that merely driving on the roads, he'd be at risk of getting pulled over and that immigration would be notified.
Now I shop quickly in Bristol and then go back to the farm.
He has had some interactions already that were blatantly threatening.
Only one time, when I was depositing money while there was a Trump campaign here in Middlebury, and a woman taunted me saying that if Trump becomes president, he'll no longer be able to send money to Mexico.
Gregorio says he doesn't understand the hatred that some people have projected, and he says we're all humans. And he echoes a sentiment that all the dairy workers mentioned.
If everyone is deported, my question is, who is going to work? We are here working many hours for little money, and this is what keeps the farms running here in Vermont.
Gregorio adds that the undocumented status of many farm workers takes away their voice. He says no American workers would accept such low wages for working 11-hour days. Antonio, who works on another dairy in central Vermont, agrees. He didn't play soccer today, but instead kicked a ball back and forth with Alfredo's 2-year-old son. But Antonio says it's unclear what Trump's immigration policy will really look like.
And now that he's won the presidency, we think he may have said those things because he wasn't in the White House yet and doesn't know how things are run. But when he thinks about it a bit, I think maybe he'll change his opinion.
Antonio says he's sure there are some bad people who crossed into the United States illegally. But he doesn't think planning a mass deportation will solve that problem. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.